Munich, Chris on 2-4, Cypher Echo setup.
Munich with you on 2.
Very good morning, Chris.
Good morning. I'm just doing the stowage for my Echo setup, and for line 2 of the stow track, it says to get any 5-meter Ethernet cable except 1017 from Goodwin Overhead 4 Golf. That is the only 5-meter Ethernet cable in that location. All the rest are 2-meter Ethernet cables. I just wanted to check if there's another location for another 5-meter one.
Copy. We're checking.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Chris and Ethernet location.
Huntsville. Apologies. Yeah, go ahead on 2 for Chris.
No worries, Chris. This is a joint operation between us and Munich and some other folks. So we have a alternate location for you. You can check 1.0 CTB 1270, and that should be at node deck 4 golf 1. And there should be 2 in there. If you can grab either, and just let us know the serial number of the one you grab.
Copy, 1.0 1270. I got node and then deck 4 golf 1. Is that node, which node is that?
Node 1.
Node 1, deck 4 golf 1, 1.0 1270. Copy that. I will grab a 5-meter from there and we'll let you guys know.
Thanks, Chris.
Unit, Chris on 2. I'm complete in step 2.3.6 of 2.001.
Copy, Chris. Great news. Push on.
Copy.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and Cypher. Just a heads up for you, we got an upcoming LOS at your go for step 6 of the setup procedure.
Copy, Joe, for step 6 of the setup procedure. Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for last call for PWD and XPWD.
Hey, Amy, copy that. Let me just check with everybody and make sure they've got what they need.
Copy. We'll be standing by for your go before we take it down. Thanks.
Houston Station on 2 for PWD. We are all set for water ops. Thank you.
We copy. We will take it down.
Unix, Chris on 2, complete in 6.8 of 2.001.
Hey, Chris. Copy. And with that, you go for the next steps.
Copy. And I am also ready for your check in 9.1.
And thanks for looking ahead, Chris. We have good routing here, so you go to push on.
Copy that. I see that as the end of my procedure, so I will just get things cleaned up and tidied up and ready for the next set of scans. Thank you.
Copy all, Chris.
Munich, Chris on 2. I am ready to do the E4D power up.
And Chris, we're with you on 2 for E4D. We're ready. You can push on.
Copy that. I'm proceeding in step 1 of the execution note for E4D boot. Munich, Chris on 2. E4D power switch has been taken on. Ready for your go to unplug the USB cable.
Copy, Chris, and we're ready for that, too. You go on that step.
Copy. USB cable is unplugged. Unit, Chris, on 2. I've replugged in the USB cable, and I'm ready for further instructions.
Copy, Chris. Stand by 1. We'll help you do some checks. And Munich is back with you on 2, Chris. The folks here see an error on their end with a USB connection, and they would ask if you please repeat steps 2, 3, and 4 in the execution note, please.
Copy. I will unplug, wait, and then replug the USB in work. Get it, Chris, on 2. USB cable has been unplugged and then replugged.
And Chris, copy that. We still see the error here for that. So what we're going to do is we're going to keep investigating here on the ground, and in the meantime, you can keep the cable plugged in.
Copy that. The E4D USB cable is still plugged directly into the Surface Pro 5, and I will leave it at that. Let me know if you need a power cycle or another cycle of that USB cable, and I'm happy to do it. Thank you.
Much appreciated, Chris.
I'm Cell Station on 2 for Cal.
We are with you on 2.
Morning. Just wondering if Sarah is ready on 3. And another question, I didn't see anything in the procedure about relocating SSD4, but I'm assuming the idea is to have SSD4 over here at P2. It's currently between P3 and P4, so I've been spending some time rerouting the Ethernet and power cables so that it will reach, because the idea is I'm expecting these cables over here that are already hooked up to P2, correct? So I need to have the laptop next to me.
And we copy all, Jessica. Stand by. We're double checking.
Okay, copy. Thanks. I'm Cell Station on 2 for Cal.
Hey, Jessica. We are with you on 2 and still discussing your question. We do have RPD enabled on Space to Ground 2, but we're still discussing the intention of the SSDs. Stand by.
Yeah, I've already moved SSD4 over because I think I will need to, but SSD7 is all the way at the other end of the lab. It's at P6, so that I doubt that that would reach with its existing Ethernet and power cable structure. So right now, current state is I did move SSD4 over to P2, and that does reach with its existing power chain and Ethernet chain, but I have not done anything yet with SSD7. So if I need both of those, that will take some more time.
We copy all, Jessica. Get in a boat for us. We'll keep talking it on the ground. Stand by one.
All right, copy. Thanks.
And Jessica, this is Unsel back with you on 2.
Go ahead, on 2.
Hey, Jessica, so we talked it here on the ground, and it does seem like we'll need you to move SSD7 closer to the cowl rack, the items you'll be plugging in and testing fibers with. You can see them in Figure 1. Don't think those will reach quite across the lab, but we copy and understand that it will take some time to adjust the position of SSD7.
I'm actually not even sure if it's possible. You know, the way we have things routed here, they're coiled with many, many other cables. So depending on how it is, that could be like hours of work to uncoil those cables. But I don't think that the existing power chain and Ethernet would reach from P6. So is there another connection we can use? Or is that the only connection we can use?
Copy and understood. Yeah, let us chat with our friends and see if there's another SSC we could possibly use, understanding that the SSC7 power chain is not long enough.
Do we definitely need 2 SSCs? Because I do have 4 all set up over here already.
And I'm hearing that we do actually need both SSCs. We're going to have streaming from both, and you'd have to unplug, replug these tools back and forth, if you only had one SSC.
Okay, well, I'll take a look at the SSD7 power chain. I would say it's probably doubtful it would reach, but of course we could operate on battery and I could transition it to wireless if that works, unless we can use the alternate power chains that are around this area.
Copy all, and we're taking a look.
And there is a cobalt brick here, serial number 1429. It is an ideal location. It's currently not being used for anything because it was previously powering one of the earlier hypervisors. So since we did that upgrade, we have one extra cobalt brick there that has not been moved yet.
Can we copy that?
At Huntsville Station on 2, there's also another cobalt brick that could be used. It's 1318, and it already has a ZBook power cable just that's not connected to anything. I think we previously had another SSD here, so I could use that, but I'm just not sure about an Ethernet connection over here.
And we copy that, Jessica. And we've gotten approval to use these power chain locations, but we're trying to look into the Ethernet locations for you.
Do you think it would have good enough connectivity over wireless?
You're reading our minds. We're talking about that now. And Jessica Huntsville back with you on 2. We are good with trying the SSC on wireless. So you go to move to Cobalt Brick 1429 or 1318, whatever your preference is, and we will try the desktop streaming on wireless.
Okay, and I'll use 1318 since that already has a power cable hooked up to it.
And we copy that.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and E4D.
Munich, Chris is with you on 2 for E4D.
Hey, Chris, we've been talking to the airwaves here about this ongoing issue with the E4D, and we have some troubleshooting steps for you, if you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy.
All right. So we would ask if you could first power off E4D and then unplug the USB, power on E4D, and re-plug the USB, and let us know how that goes.
Copy that. Power off E4D, unplug the USB, power on E4D, and then re-plug the USB. Is that the order? Sorry.
That's a good understanding.
Copy all. In work. Munich, Chris on 2, those actions have been completed. E4D is powered back on, and the USB is re-plugged.
Copy that, Chris. Thanks for the feedback. Unfortunately for the folks here, it's still no joy. So with that, we would ask if you could please reboot E4D with the cable plugged in.
Copy that. And I did just look, you know, when I was down there, it does seem like the USB connector is good on the E4D side, but I'm also happy to unplug and replug that if you think that might help. But I will reboot E4D right now. Meet it, Chris, on 2. E4D has been rebooted.
And Chris, we're back with you on 2. Thanks for letting us know. We're going to check and see how this works out in the next minutes. But nothing further for you. Thank you very much.
Copy, oh yeah, no problem. Thanks.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Andre and Yedeve Phil setup.
Missile Station on 2 for wireless SSDs.
We're with you on 2.
Hi, I think I'm finally in a good config. I had some problems with SSD7, but it looks like now I have SSD4 as wireless, and I have SSD7 with the Ethernet connection that SSD4 normally has.
We copy all, Jessica. We're about 30 seconds from an LOS, but your PD, Sarah, is enabled on Space to Ground 3.
Okay, copy. I'll talk to Sarah on 3. Thanks. And Huntsville Station on 2, and I still don't have 3 for Cal, but still actually having problems with SSC7. It just crashed, so still trying to get going on SSC7.
Can we copy that, Jessica?
Huntsville Station on 2, looks like we don't have 3 for another 15 minutes or so. For SSC4, I've chosen downlink channel 6, because that's what we did for the training.
Houston Station on 2 for Walter Tassel, Andre.
Good morning, Andre.
Good morning, Houston. My phone will be with you. And I'm ready for water transfer, and I have a Yedewe number 1463, and this is NTS.
Good serial number, Andre. And in step 3.2, transfer time is 27.27 minutes. And you are go in step 3.3.
All right. 3.3 and 27 minutes. Thanks.
So station on 2 for Cal.
And we're with you on 2, Jessica.
Since we still don't have 3, I'm not sure if you copied that last one. I have right now configured SSD4 with downlink channel 6 and the port that was specified in the procedure, and I used downlink channel 8 for SSD7. I'm not sure what I was supposed to do there. And so those are good downlink channels to use.
And we copy, and we will double-check the downlink channel. Standby.
Okay, and one more question. The procedure is written as if it's just using one SSD, but I'm assuming I should connect the fiber tip inspector to one and the fiber port inspector to the other SSD?
And we copy the question. We will ask our PDT to stand by. And Jessica, Huntsville back with you on 2.
Head on 2.
And your understanding of what plugs into which SSD is correct. One tool will go into SSD4, one is SSD7. And if you could move SSD7 to downlink 7, that would work for us.
Okay, so I'll leave 4 on downlink 6, and I'll go 7 to downlink 7. And you don't, they don't care which one, the port or chip is on which one?
And no preference.
Okay, copy.
That's Chris on 2-4 Cypher.
Hey, Chris, with you on 2. I think I heard you trying to call the PI on 4 standby. Let me double check on that enablement for you.
Do that, and I'm headed back to 4.
Yep, I am using the port for the procedure. Console station on 2, I've restarted the streamer downlink 6 and 41702.
And we copy that, Jessica. Stand by, we are checking the downlink. And Jessica, Huntsville back with you on 2. We are not seeing the downlink on downlink 6, so we think it might be because of this SSC being on wireless. We do have a location for a nice long Ethernet cable. Are you ready to copy?
Okay, I'm ready to copy.
All right, there should be a 15-meter Ethernet cable in one of those CTV, serial number 1270. And this is at node 1, deck 4, golf 1.
Okay, and where am I supposed to plug that into?
And we would like you to plug it in where you originally got or saw the SC7 Ethernet plugged in.
I don't know where that is. I mean, in order to trace that connection back, it will probably take me a while. I mean, I know where the end is that plugs into the SSC, but where it plugs in, to what port it plugs in, I have no idea.
Ah, we copy that, Jessica. Stand by. We are going to discuss it some more here on the ground then.
Consultation on 2, I took a look at that SSC cable that was originally on SSC7. It dives down below a rack in the deck, so I have no idea where it plugs in. We do, of course, have the Ethernet hub port that is on Lab 1, Deck 1, which is right next to my location for Cal. So if there's a free port there, I'm assuming one of those could work.
We copy all, Jeff. Good information for us. We will add that to our discussion.
I would also mention, you know, if we understand that we're going to be doing some tips and some ports, but I'm assuming it would probably not take that much time just to move the tip or port inspector just using one SSC, at least probably more than the huge amount of time of relocating that original SSC and doing the Ethernet routing.
We copy all and understand. Yeah, let's just chat it with the PD team. Stand by.
Okay, I'll take a quick bio break and then I'll come back and see what you guys decide. Thanks.
Copy that, and we appreciate your patience.
I'm so patient on 2.
With you on 2, Jessica.
All right, back here in the lab, just checking in if you guys had an answer.
Unfortunately, no answer yet. We are phoning a friend. Stand by, we are checking with our Pluto friends.
Okay, do you guys just want me to put the chip inspector in SSC 7 since you have a good view on that for this first cable so we can make some progress?
And that sounds like a good idea. Yeah, let's try that, Jessica.
Okay, I'll switch them.
Houston station on 2 for water transfer.
Andre, you are go in step 6, decimal 1.
Thanks. Houston station on 2 for water transfer.
Go ahead.
Houston transfer calls disconnected from PWD and Eastern Bypass Whale back to Redirection Station.
We copy. Thank you, Andre. May the force be with you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Jessica and alternate SSC option.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Jessica, we heard back from our family neighborhood, Pluto, and we believe there might be another SSC wired, already powered nearby. If there is one that's close enough that reaches, we can go ahead and have you set up the desktop streamer on that SSC. If not, then we'll stick with using that single SSC 7 and swapping the tool back and forth.
And where do they believe that's located?
We believe that SSC 12 should be lab deployed. We're not sure of the exact location.
Yeah,
Yeah, I can check if it's over at P4, P5, so I don't know that that will work either, but I can take a look at it. I also have 3 Ethernet connections right in this area. They're all plugged into other laptops. I'm wondering if we could maybe use one of those. ELC1 is right here, as well as the SAM's laptop, as well as Trek, and those all have Ethernet cables plugged in right here. Would we be able to just use one of those?
Copy all. We are checking with our team if any of those can just be unplugged temporarily. Stand by.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for PWD and XPWD. They are both go for use.
Houston Station, crew copies. Thank you for PWD and XPWD available.
Thanks, Sophie.
Houston Station, Jack on 2 for TQ heart rate monitor.
Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. I'm in Block Golf, the quick reference guide here. The heart rate monitor for TQ is showing connect and configure heart rate sensor. I've done a couple steps. The heart rate monitor is not appearing in the list at all. Maybe just a battery that needs to be swapped out or something, but I'm on the step where it says call you guys and ask for help.
Copy, Jack. Your timing is great because we just had a VME arrive, so we will discuss and get back to you.
That's good. Thanks very much.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Jack and heart rate monitor at your convenience.
Houston Station, Sophia and Sue for question sewage.
Go ahead. 1 minute to a 6 minute LOS.
Copy. So I was anticipating the hardware gather for the RFID in location node 1 overhead 4 Gulf. The sewage note, it says retrieve a 5 meter Ethernet cable inside a Ziploc bag which has only Ethernet cables of 2 meters. And the only 5 meter there is the one that is specifically mentioned in row 4 that I should not pick. So I wonder if what we want is a 5 meter or a 2 meter. So the row has, row number 4 of sewage node has a little bit of an inconsistency, or I just need some words on that.
Okay, we'll get back to you after the LOS.
Great, thank you.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Sophie and RFID.
Sophie with you on 2.
Hey Sophie, we have an alternate location for that Ethernet 5 meter, but before we hand you that, we were wondering if the Ethernet cable that is mentioned in your stow note to not grab, we're tracking that it has a broken tab on one end. If you could check and see if either end has a broken tab, we think it might have actually gotten repaired, and we might be good to use it, but we're curious what you find.
Okay, I'll check, and I'm also ready to find to have the alternate location.
Absolutely. If it is broken, you can grab another Ethernet cable from 1.0CTD, serial number 1270, and that's going to be at node 1, deck 4, golf 1.
1 of CDV 1270, node 1, deck 4, golf 1.
That's a good readback, Sophie. Thank you.
You're welcome. And Houston Station, Sophie M2 for ARED PTV.
Go ahead.
I just installed the Node 3 camera for ARED PTV, and I wanted to confirm with you that it's a good view for you.
Sophie, it looks good to us for now. We'll let you know if we need adjustment later. Thanks.
Welcome. Thank you. Houston Station, Sophie M2 for Ethernet cable.
And we're with you on 2, Sophie.
So I checked the one in the initial location, overhead 4 Gulf of node 1, and this one was not repaired, so I would not suggest to use it. And also I checked the alternate location that you gave me, and there is only one Ethernet cable that is labeled suspect, and I remember I was the one labeling it suspect, and because it did not work. So I did not find any other Ethernet cable 5 meter in that CDD, and I would like to know if you have an alternate location for me.
And we copy all, Sophie, and sad to hear that, because now we got to send you to the PMM. So our alternate location is PMM port 1 in 2.0 CDD serial number 5111.
The PMM port 1, 2.0 CDD 5111.
And that's a good readback, Sophie. Sorry.
I'll go find it into this alternate location.
And we're wishing you the best of luck.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and heart rate monitor at your leisure.
Houston, station Jack on 2 for heart rate monitor.
Hey Jack, your intuition was correct. We recommend replacing the battery on the heart rate monitor. I have a procedure and stowage location when you're ready to copy.
Go for it.
Okay, procedure MedOps 4.2.535. And in that procedure, it's a little confusing, but you will actually perform step 2 as well. You'll do the whole procedure in full. Step 2 is going to have you pair the heart rate monitor to the Surface Pro 5 that is near T2.
All right, procedure is 4.2.535. I'm doing all of it. Step 2 is going to seem like I shouldn't, but I'm going to do it anyway. And ready for the steno.
Okay, lab port 3, locker delta 2. There's a half CTB serial number 1240 where you'll find batteries.
Right, lab port 3, delta 2, half CTB, 1240 for the batteries. And this looks like there's a rush on this. I don't think anyone else is on T2 today. So we're going to put this in the hopper and get to it when there's a free minute.
Good plan, Jack. And if there is not a free minute today, we're also happy to schedule time for tomorrow. Let us know.
Will do.
I'm to the whole station. It's still being too far. Able.
Someone with you on team?
Yes, just wanted to report that the alternate location worked, and I have the cable, and it's in the crew notes for the serial number. Welcome.
And we copy all, Sophie, and we would love the serial number. Did you mention it was already in a crew note? Sorry.
Station on 24, ARF camera view.
Good morning, Sergey. Good view.
Okay, good view. Thank you.
This is station on 2 for stowage.
With you.
Hi, Amy. I just completed the stow activity of that 8.0. I left some crew notes. I'll just give you guys a big picture. Stowage and PMM is pretty difficult, again, mostly because we have so many full JSBs in there throughout the corridor. So I did a little bit of Tetrising to get that 8.0 in there, but it definitely is not ideal. Then I was looking at my later activity to stow the UPA cables, and I saw that one of them is supposed to go in the CTB in PMM1P4, which, of course, I just blocked now with that 8.0. I was wondering if I can put that one cable that's supposed to go in CTB 3.0 J0011, if I can put that with the other cables that are going in PMM1 overhead 2 in a much easier location in CTB 5317.
Copy, Jessica. We are checking. And just for your awareness, we look forward to reading your crew notes, but unfortunately Occam's is down, so we're not getting any updates on crew notes or activity status down here.
Okay, well, if you want that big picture now, what I did was I did put 8.0 and 5015 as was suggested on the P4 face. However, there was a 10.0 there already, so in order to do that, I had to move the 10.0 from P4 to P3. There was an 8.0 on P3, so I moved the 8.05003 from P3 to P2. So everything kind of just moved a day over, but as I was saying, it's pretty difficult in there because there's so many full JSBs, and with those 8.0s or 10.0s on the front of a rack, it makes the corridor pretty slim.
Yep, we copy all, and excellent job playing Tetris.
Yeah, I think since that cable for the UPA, if they're generally used together with those other cables, keeping them together might make sense and would be a lot easier than trying to get back into that D4 location right now.
Yep, we understand, Jessica, and we expect that to be the answer as well, but we just want to confirm that that's okay.
Okay, that sounds good, and I guess I would kind of ask the same. There's one of those cables, the serial adapter cable, that's supposed to go back in Columbus, and that's fine as well, but just wondering if it makes more sense to leave all that stuff together, or if we need that serial adapter cable for something else in Columbus, then that's fine as well.
Okay, that's a fair question as well. Yeah, I'm looking at the Stone Note, and I was wondering, too, since it's apparently labeled as something SLAM-D, which is a fun acronym that I don't know yet.
Yeah, SLAM-D was a payload that we used to use a long time ago for mass measurements, but I don't think it's in use anymore. It's just an old cable left over from that used to be in Columbus.
I learn something every day.
All right, well, I'll stand by until I know about that. I won't do that activity until I hear back from you guys. Thank you.
Yep, we'll get you an answer when we have it.
Houston Station, Jackson on 2 for WAT activation. I'm in step 3.4. Should the WAT be configured for internal EA2A or remain integrated with the UPA?
Remain integrated with UPA.
Please remain integrated, thanks. Houston Station, Jackson on 2 for WAT activation.
Houston's here.
Total number of uses on the ASU control panel is 95796, and we think that's top completion, and the WHC should be go for use.
We concur. Nice work. Thank you. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and Stowage. Answer at your convenience.
Next station, Sophie on 2 for video.
Good afternoon, Sophie. We are with you on 2. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. So ESA PAO had asked me to redo some video and download them in an emergency. I did this over lunchtime, and they are downlinked from SSC25 with the label urgent if you want to grab them. SSC25.
We copy SSC25. Thanks a lot.
Welcome.
Sensation on 2.
With you, Jessica.
Just returning your call from earlier.
Ah, yes. Okay, to answer your question about the UPA restow, I've got good news and bad news. For line item 2, you can restow that with the other cables and CTB CL number 5317. That's the WRS2 laptop RSS422 cable. However, for line 5, we do need you to restow the USB serial adapter cable in Columbus because that does belong to HRF and could be used in future experiments. We just borrowed it.
Okay, that sounds like a great plan. Thank you.
Thanks.
Houston, Chris on 2 for WHC flush tank fill.
With you, Chris.
Hey, I'm stepping into this task and wondering if I have a go in step 2, decimal 2.
Go to continue to decimal 2.
Copy go in 2, decimal 2.
Control station, Sophie on 2 for RFID.
With you on 2, Sophie.
Just installed Note 3 camera. I wanted to know if it's a good year for you.
Copy that, Sophie, and we'll get that camera routed now. Stand by.
Thank you.
And Sophie Huntsville back with you on 2. We'd like a slight camera adjustment. We'd like it more of a forward view to see where the membrane is being installed.
Copy, I understand more forward, but I just realized that the membrane is going to be installed where we have a lot of stowage. So what's the plan? I mean, once the membrane is installed, is there a keep out zone, or can we reinstall the stowage on top of it?
Excellent question, Sophie. Stand by.
Control from Sophie. I just wanted to suggest something, since maybe it's not easy to get the answer for this one. Maybe I could start working on the ZSR, like step 7, for the Hydra membrane installation instead of starting on this location. What do you think?
Good question, Sophie. Checking. And Sophie Huntsville back with you on two.
Sophie's listening.
And we checked with our team, and we were good with you moving that stowage from that first membrane location where it's being installed, so you can move the stowage, install the membrane, and then put the stowage back on top of it.
Copy. Remove stowage, install membrane, and put back stowage. Thanks. Huntsville Station, Sophie on 2 for a question.
Sophie, Huntsville's with you on 2. This is Rob taking over for the afternoon.
Hello. So, quick question. Yeah, in order to install the membrane, in node 3, deck 1, it's going to cover a fire port, and so I wanted to check with you, if it's been taken into account. The fire port number is node 3, deck 102, Bravo.
Copy, Sophie. Covering up the fire port doesn't sound like a good idea. Let us double check.
Copy.
Sophie, Huntsville's back with you on 2. We actually checked. This has been pre-coordinated. Since the sensor will just be Velcroed in place and it's easy to rip off, it's okay to put it over the fire port.
Hey, good news. And so I'm pressing on step 3.
Okay. Chris on 4D power off. Just wanted to check if you're ready for this.
Good afternoon, Chris. Thanks for checking in. And actually, yes, we are ready. You are go for powering off E4D.
Copy that. Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
So, station Sophie on 2 for RFID.
Sophie on 2, Sophie.
I go to put back the stowage on the location that we mentioned on the ZSI deck 1.
Yes, you are going to put that back.
Thank you. And I was just wondering, but I guess it's nominal, but the procedure didn't have me plug into anything of the on the J2, J3, J4, and J5 of the membrane.
That's a correct config, Sophie. Nothing gets plugged in there.
Houston, Chris.
Okay.
Houston, Chris on 2 for Mansfield. Looks like it's finished, and wondering if I'm go to complete 11.5.105.
Chris, you are go to proceed.
Copy that.
So, station Cynthia and 2 for checking the view.
We're checking.
Thank you.
Sophie, back with you on 2. The field is okay for now, but you'll be rotating that ZSR, so what we'd like to see is the back of it where you'll be working when you get there, if that helps.
I will readjust once the ZSR is rotated, if you're okay with that then.
That's a good plan.
Central Station, Sophie on 2 for RFID.
Sophie, how is it behind the ZSR there?
I know you really would like it to have a better view of this part here, but it's not that easy to place the camera. It's very tight in here. So if you're happy with the view, then that makes my life easier. Otherwise, I will try to do the best effort on that.
Best effort is totally fine, so you can just leave it right where it's at. I think we'll be just fine.
Thank you. I appreciate this. Sophie, for ZSR question.
Go for ZSR.
So, quick question. That I'm connected to NT1. It says route through the rack front. And so, just wanted to move. I leave this inside and I kind of open. The zip here, and so it stays inside. It's not in between the two racks.
And Sophie, we copy what you're getting at. The cable would, the intention is it to go through the rack itself, not in between the two racks.
But everything will fit inside, and the cable inside towards the front. Inside. Thank you.
Station on Space Ground 2 for Cal Connector. Jessica, we're on two. We're about to lose three, just in masking. I wanted to let you know that if you try to push in that QD, see if she hears it, see if you hear it click, and if it doesn't work, you can just try the wrench that Jack used.
Central Station, Sophie looking for a report on step 7.11 at RFID.
We're with you.
So I think all the stowage will be accessible like normal. The only thing that might be a difference, and I might feel it right now during the closing steps of the SR, is that this membrane is an extra volume, and since the VSR was already like 100% full, it now is a little bit bulging, but things, it's all soft matter, so I'm not very worried, but I might take some extra energy to push the VSR closed, but otherwise I think it should be good.
Okay, we copy that report, Sophie. That sounds fine, and let us know if there's any other issues. Otherwise, you're good to go.
Copy. For now, I don't see any other issues.
I'm Soil Station on 2. So basically, this heat exchanger, the one that we removed, the hose is coming off about 90 degrees different from this current one. So all I need to do is loosen the connectors, but I can rotate the hose over in order to connect it. So do you guys, do I have a go to do that?
Jessica, you're go to do that.
And Soil Station on 2.
I'm Soil Station on 2.
I'm trying to loosen this hose that goes into the heat exchanger in order to mate it, and I remember turning this on the other heat exchangers that we removed. There's basically like a nut in between the two connections that I rotated, then the thing spun freely, but right now it's requiring a lot of force. It's not moving at all, and so I'm a little bit worried about breaking it, and it's, you know, there's not good access because since it's already, when we did remove the one last time, it was just when we were sewing the heat exchanger and it was just on its own, it wasn't mounted in here with interference on all sides.
Okay, copy, Jessica. We're thinking.
So station on 2, a little bit more about that hose.
Ready for more hose info.
Carrying a lot of force, so I kind of stopped doing it, and when we noticed that it looks like it's a little bit bent, like the connector itself to the, where it connects to the heat exchanger, like it's not coming off completely 90 degrees from the plate, like it looks like it's just a couple degrees, like the whole connection is bent. Sure. So I'll just skip this step for now and finish the rest of the procedure.
Confirm you can pick up in 2.11 and keep going.
Okay, copy.
And go back, Jessica. I'll give you some more. You can skip 2.11 and 2.12 and pick up in step 3.
Okay, I pick in step 3. That's for station on 2. So I will get some pictures before I close this out then. And one other thing to think about while you guys are turning this over is whether or not we can pull the heat exchanger out like we were doing in the original installation, since it's just in there with those pins, because that would provide much better access if we have to kind of troubleshoot this connector. But we do recall that the other one was at like a 90 degree offset angle, so that totally makes sense for how this fits in here.
Jessica, we copy all. I agree. That was ringing some bells for me too. We'll take a look at it. Thank you.
And Soil Station for Fume 2.
Go ahead, Sophie.
On step 11.1, we have good power and good LED config on the RFID logistics reader.
Okay, we copy. Good status on the readers. Thank you for that work today. I do have a message for you. Munich has some words for you for your next activity, so when you're all done, please give them a call for that.
Okay, we'll do, and I just realized that step 13 is taking pictures of node 3, deck 1 RFID membrane, but I did already put the stowage back in place, so do you want me to remove the stowage again and take the pictures, or can I take the picture of the whole installation with the stowage back on it?
No need to remove the stowage, just what you said there at the end. You can take a picture, the big picture with the stowage on it.
Okay, big picture of final config. Thanks a lot. So, from Sophie and Tufer, RFID.
Sophie, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't ask before, but did you want it to see some more footage, some more video with Note 3 camera, or am I good to relocate it?
And Sophia, thanks for the asking. No further need of the video from us. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And that was a fun activity, especially the caving behind the ZSR, so I really liked it. Thank you.
I could tell on your face you looked like you were having fun. The PD team wanted me to pass on their thanks for the hard work. Appreciate it.
And thanks to everyone on the ground for supporting. Yeah, that was fun. Training station, Sophie M2.
Thanks, Sophie, for stopping by with us. We have an update for you for the upcoming EPO activity. Actually, just a few minutes ago, but the confirmation that the EPO script is now uploaded into the crew messages tool on board. So the link from the execution note is still not working, but you can find it on the ISS homepage in the crew messages.
Okay, thank you. And just a question, is it the same as the one I received by email, or is it another version? I received this morning by Tristan and Pierre an email with this thing, and so I started working on this, so do we still have another update, or is it still the good one?
And Sophie, that's the second point why we wanted you to call back, because actually there might have been an update in the new version that was uplinked from OpsPlan. So we are not completely sure that this email that you were working on this morning potentially is the same one, but you have received another one per email this afternoon, so should be maybe 2 hours ago. And the latest one in your email from roughly 2 hours ago and the one in the crew messages, this is now the identical ones, and this is the one that you should use.
Okay. Thank you. I'll work on the latest version then.
Thanks a lot, and sorry for the confusion around this message. This was really last minute.
No worries.
Unix station on 2 for physio tools.
Jessica, go ahead.
The charging start time is 3:10 UVA, and the number of solid green LEDs is 6.
3:10 and 6 LEDs. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Houston, Chris on 2 for Note 3 IMV cleaning.
With you on 2, Chris.
Hey, good morning. I was wondering if you guys would have any problem with me getting started with that whole line of activities about 10 minutes early. Still need a few minutes to get ready for it.
Checking. Chris, back with you. The first two activities on your timeline, the U-turn config and the photo TV setup, you can get started in now. We still have about 15 minutes left on the thermal pull down for the IMV cleaning, so we'll get back to you when you're go to proceed for that.
Okay, copy. I'll get started on the other stuff and get all the stowage set for the IMV clean. Thank you. So, station Jackson 2 for RFID hydrate solve.
Jack Hudfield's with you on 2.
Valley table, if you guys are all right with that.
Hey, Jack, Huntsville's back with you. My apologies. We both stepped right into a handover there. Could you please repeat?
And that one, that was definitely on me. I got the Node 1 camera set up for you if you want to come on board. And also, I think I'm going to give a go at not removing the galley table prior to the overhead for rack rotation. We were chatting about it up here, and we think the juice is an orange squeeze on that one. We can probably get behind the rack without removing the galley table, unless you guys see something we're not seeing.
Hey, Jack, we copy. You guys think you can get done what you need without rotating the galley table? I understand the impact might be big on that one. Let us just check 1 minute, but we think if you can get it done, that's probably the best course. But let me check 1 minute.
All right. Thanks very much. We stand by for your word.
This is station Sophie and 2 for WHC report.
with you for WHT.
Well, there was another instance of a pre-treat bath call that lives here after one manual dose of Block N.
Copy. Pre-treat bath call cleared with one manual dose. Thanks for the report.
Welcome.
Jack Huntsville's back with you on 2 for RFID.
So station Jack on 2.
Hey, Jack, we like your plan. If you guys did an assessment and feel like you can get what you need done without moving the table, that's go right ahead. And then for the camera view, we were on board. We see you. You can just maybe give us a better angle when you're ready to start working.
Okay, I will update the camera view so I'm pointed either overhead 2 or overhead 4, depending on where I'm working. And we'll give it a go without the galley rotation, and also looking for a go in 2.1.
You've got the go in 2.1. The inhibits are in place.
Awesome. Go in 2.1. Thanks.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Chris and IV cleaning.
Right on 2 for Chris.
Chris, safing is in place in step 1, so you are go to proceed.
Copy. Go to proceed. Appreciate it. Still working on all the unstow.
No problem. And just a heads up for you as well, we have recovered Occam's down here, so we are seeing your statuses and coordinates again.
Copy. We have Occam's back. Houston, Chris on 2 for the Node 3 overhead 6-51 panel.
We're down 2.
I was just wondering, that panel is actually kind of painful to get off, and it's going to be pretty painful to get on because the bracket at the station forward end of it, it just like barely clears the edge of the RMO. And I was just wondering, like, is that bracket actually like necessary for anything? I mean, it makes it kind of painful to take on and off, but I guess it's not actually contributing all that much structurally.
We're checking, Chris.
Yeah, it just makes it really hard to get the panel off with the T2 Viz where it is. I'm sure I'll be able to get it back on, but I just figured for the future, save us some time and aggravation.
And Chris, if you could move the camera over closer to where that bracket is, or give us a close-up of the bracket, that would be helpful for coming up with an answer. Okay, we see it. That piece that's in the corner right near
yeah,
the
yeah, that bracket that I was pointing at basically gives you zero clearance around the edge of the RMO to get this panel kind of rotated out.
Thanks for that. Those additional words, Chris. We are going to talk about it, and we'll hopefully have an answer for you before you are ready to put that panel back on.
Copy. Thank you.
And if you were able to put that camera view back to where it was, we like that view for the cleaning. Good view. Thank you.
Houston, Chris on 2 for the Node 3 overhead 6-52 panel.
Ready to talk about more panels.
Yeah, I loosened the 9 fasteners indicated in the diagram, but it looks like the panel is still pretty firmly attached to the Node 3 aft 6-52 panel. I was wondering if I need to undo. There's 2 fasteners on the Node 3 aft 6-52 panel that are. Looks like they're connected to the piece that connects to the 0652 panel. They're not indicated in the figure, but I was wondering if those need to be loosened as well. Because yeah, just loosening those 9 indicated in the procedure didn't seem to do it.
We're checking. And Chris, we're back with you. We see the panels you were talking about. We think that there's likely a bracket behind there that is getting caught, so you are going to loosen those 2 fasteners you were mentioning.
Copy, yeah. Copy, go to loosen those 2. Houston, Chris on 2. Yeah, it's not the 2 that were indicated in the figure. It's the 2 below it that need to be loosened because there's 2 fasteners in the middle that are basically like capped over and taped over that hook it onto this bracket. So yeah, you need to loosen the 2 on the aft 6-52 panel to get it off as well.
And that's great info, Chris. We haven't done this since 2016, so we are appreciating all of the updates.
Copy that, yeah. In the figure 2 of that diagram, those 2 blue circles on the right-hand side lower half need to be on the screws that, or the fasteners that are just nadir of those 2, not the ones that they're on.
Copy, we'll update the procedure.
Awesome, thank you.
Houston, Chris on 2 for the IMV cleaning. I'm just trying to picture this here. This is a really short piece of flex duct on the inlet. I'm not entirely sure how I can pull this off and actually get, like, a good view for pictures. Do I need to take this flex ducting, like, completely off? Is that the idea? Like, take it off on both sides? Because I think peeling it back on one side, it's going to be really difficult to get any view of that you can see.
Chris, back with you. So we think instead of trying to pull it back, the best approach might be to try to push it in so that you can make it look similar to figure four, just to get a little bit of enough crack in order to get a photo. But it's all just on a best effort basis. If you aren't able to get photos, that's okay. You can proceed. You're doing now. That's what we think would be best.
Huntsville Station, that's on 2-4 step 2.5 of the Node 1 hydro membrane install.
Ricky in 2.5.
I am having difficulty finding a... Is the RFID logistics reader, it says in parentheses right before that it's black. I see one that's silverish. Is there a black one that's different?
And Jack, sorry, we just checked on that. The black reference is actually to the label on the port, not the reader itself.
Okay, great. That's making sense now. Thanks for that clarification.
No problem.
Phoenix Station, Sophie and Pooper, Flowers.
Sophie, go ahead, Anto.
The video and the pictures of this last storage session was downlinked from SSC 25 today. And as well, one off-nominal thing, the Chorus kit does not fit into JSP. So what I did is I did put the Chorus box inside a hefty bag and then covered, like, put this Chorus box inside the hefty bag inside the Chorus kit so that it's with this blue fabric configuration in the end. And I left it temp stowed at the same location as we had in Columbus overhead aft tube on the mounting bracket, because there's not even room, not enough room on the decks for temp stow.
Okay, Sophie, we copy. So for the that is a storage pack, we need to look a little bit in detail, but for now, this configuration is good for us. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Stan, Chris on 2 for the IMV cleaning.
Hey, Chris, go ahead. You got Pete here with you for a few minutes. What's up?
Hey, Pete. I just wanted to give you guys a report. I'm not sure these photos are going to give you a great amount of info, but I just wanted to give a quick report that the fan inlet did seem to have some dust buildup. I'd say it's probably it's kind of a donut-shaped cake of sort of built-up dust about maybe like three or four millimeters thick. That maybe covered about 30 or 40% of the inlet area. The silencer inlet is a lot cleaner. It looks in almost pristine condition. There's really one little patch with some very diffuse dust over it, but otherwise looks pretty clean.
All right, we copy, Chris. That's excellent info. Appreciate it.
Houston, Chris on 2-4, the Node 3 starboard overhead IMV fan cleaning. I am complete in step 4 and ready for IMV fan checkout.
Copy. And I've got a few words for you on that bracket that we were talking about earlier, whenever you're ready for them.
Yeah, I'm ready for them.
So unfortunately for today, we're going to need to leave that bracket in place. Folks are still talking about down here if it would be an okay config for it to be removed. So for today, we're going to leave it installed. We think that there might be some helpful notes from a previous cumber written in Sharpie on the panel itself near that bracket, so you might take a look and see if you see those. Sorry, go back. The notes we think are on the front.
Yep, I see those. It does say to remove, basically just says to remove the handrails.
All right, well, those notes are less helpful than we were thinking, but we will still leave the bracket in place, and And you are go to continue in step 5.
Yeah, I mean, basically, depending on how you read it, it says to remove the remove the T2 vis, but I don't think that's quite right. So yeah, it's like super tight clearance there.
Yeah, I'm getting a no thank you from BME on removing the T2 vis, so we'll just proceed with the maneuvering plan.
Yeah, I would also agree with that one.
On civil station, check on 2 for step 3.4. Of the hydro membrane install.
Go for step 3.4.
Partner out for this red strap with the faster. I think its appliance on the back of the ZSR. It's not immediately apparent. Is it inside the zipper or where might I look for it?
Yeah, Jack, that is inside the zipper. You have to unzip it on the top and the bottom, and it'll be inside. You'll find it there.
Okay, thanks. I'll have a look. Huntsville Station, Jackpot 2. Okay, you're right. These red straps are indeed inside the zipper. So that's kind of implying that this whole blue fold-out membrane system is going inside the pocket, not on the exterior of the pocket, but kind of inside the zipper, inside the rack.
And Jack, that is a good understanding.
Awesome. This is going to be fun. Thanks. Huntsville Station, one more orientation question. It looks like the picture is implying that the RFID squares and the wires are pointing towards, like, the forward part of the rack. My concern there is that, you know, they're shoving CTBs in there, that they're going to get bumped or scraped. Would it make more sense to have the boxes and the wires facing the back of the shell, so they're just contacting, you know, the back fabric?
Copy the question, Jack. Yeah, no, they actually need to go towards the forward of the rack, just like you were thinking. If you need to, maybe you can check with Sophie to see how she routed the one in node 3 and copy that.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Or probably directional antennas trying to scan the thing, so I guess that makes sense. Okay, thanks for the tip.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Chris. We've got one more request for you in node 3 whenever you've got a minute.
Chris.
We're seeing what we think might be some of the IMV inlets in node 3 blocked, specifically the ones in and around the stall. So whenever you finish up with the IMV cleaning, if you could just put some eyes on those inlets and make sure there's not any stowage in the way.
There probably is some stowage in the way, because I had to unstow all of the stuff from up here, and all that stuff is in the stall, so it's probably, stall's pretty crowded. So once I get this buttoned up, I'll take all our T2 harnesses and stuff out of stall, and hopefully that will fix the problem.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Houston, Chris on 2, we just took a look. Actually, nothing seems to be blocking the stall IMV inlets at the moment. Yeah, there was like maybe a piece of a small Ziploc.
Okay, we copy. Thanks for taking a look. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Chris. No response required, but whenever you do finish up the IMV cleaning activity, you are go to start your next activity early. The U-turn reconfig got phenomenal.
Chris copies off. Thank you.
Copy. Cue number. Yeah, thanks.
Huntsville Station, check on 2 for RFID install closeout.
Check with you on 2. Go ahead.
Step 3.8, the node 1 overhead 4 aft stowage is probably still accessible. The stuff that's in the center, you might have to unclip the ZSR or the hydro membrane from the red strap to get at, but I bet you could move it around enough to have access to everything.
Okay, we copy that report. Thank you.
And then step 6.1, power's been reapplied to all the node 1 logistics readers, and seeing good LEDs.
Okay, sounds great. Hey, I do have a note for you when you get into the plant hab hardware activity, so just give me a call then.
Will do. I'm going to do some pictures and then do my Melfi thing, and then I'll be back with you.
Sounds good.
Cell station, Jack's with you on 2 for hardware gather notes.
Hey, Jack, thanks for back with me. Hey, while you're doing those ops, we had an extra task we'd like to ask you. We saw in some of our possum photos recently that on the front of the plant hab facility, it looked like a Ziploc bag that was stowed with some old towels used to clean up a leak quite a while ago. We just wanted to tell you you're good to trash that Ziploc bag in the WHC hardware JSB when you get a chance.
Okay, I'm going to trash the black bag that's got some old towels in it, and I didn't quite hear you tell me where that Ziploc bag was. Can you say that apart again?
Yeah, we saw it attached right to the front of Plant Hab facility in the photos we got down just recently. I'm looking at a picture of it. It just looks like just to the left of the Plant Hab access door facility.
And that's one forward one, forward one in GM, is that right?
That is correct.
Phil, station, we're no joy on a Ziploc bag with used towels on the front of Plant Hab. I'm not sure if it was a Tempsto thing for an activity that was going on, or maybe an older photo, but looks like it's clear. Not a problem anymore.
Well, that makes it an easy day. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Actually, there were a lot of Ziploc bags there with a lot of towels, and I spent hours cleaning it up. I guess I'll not take credit for that.
Copy, we'll give you credit. Also, I've got some stuff hiding in my attic. If you can come home, when you get home, if you can help me out with that, that'd be great, too.
A few months, but I'll see if I can get on the timeline.
Copy.
Houston, Chris on 2 for PTV.
Chris, we're with you on 2. For the view, if you could shift it away from the wall so that more of the platform is in view, that would be great. Station Houston on Station Ground 2, we've got a good view. You're good to continue.
Station on 2 for WHC.
We're with you for WHC.
Just passing along, before I started T2, I had another pre-treat bad qual in the WHC. It cleared with one dose per block in November.
Copy. Thank you for the report.
Also, I also finished the procedure 4.2.535 to pair the heart rate monitor for T2, so that's complete, and it works tomorrow.
Copy. Glad to hear it worked.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica at your convenience.
Ground on 2.
Hey Jessica, we have a longer LOS upcoming, and we actually completed already our ground commanding for the echo activity. So you are go for the Cypher Echo Stow activity anytime, and you are go in step 1.1 as well.
Okay, copy the go and the go. Thank you, guys.
And an additional info, before you are reaching step 4.5 in that procedure, Huntsville has a delta for the stowage of the Ethernet cable. So before stowing the cable, please give Huntsville a call.
Okay, copy. And that was for the Ethernet cable?
5-meter Ethernet cable.
Okay, copy. Thank you. Phoenix Station on 2 for Echo.
Jessica, go ahead.
I was just looking for your confirmation in 4.9.5 for VCA1 video.
Actually, currently we have no KU band, so also no video feed, but we assume everything's fine. So if you agree, under the assumption everything is okay, you can just close out the activity, and only if there is something wrong with the downlink when we confirm in KU band, then I will give you a call.
Okay, so I relocated that camera. I didn't turn it off. Should I leave it in its current config, which the green box was on?
And that's a good configuration for us. Thank you.
Okay, sounds good. And I will check with Huntsville for the cable.
Thank you.
Huntsville Station on 2 for Echo Cable.
Hi, Jessica. We had a delta for that cable. Instead of stowing it per the stow note, we asked that you take it over to the lab, and actually we're going to get SSC4 back in a wired config. Could you plug it into SSC4 and then plug the other end into the ISL Ethernet interface panel, either brown Charlie 1 or brown Charlie 2?
Brown Charlie 1 or brown Charlie 2, and that's the panel at deck 1?
That is correct.
Okay, sure. I'll do that. Thanks. Huntsville Station on 2, that cable is in Brown Charlie 1 on deck 2.
Thanks, Jessica.
Welcome. Just FYI, the end that is plugged into the SSD is missing the tab that keeps them in place, like a lot of the cables up here, so it's probably going to be pretty apt to fall out. But I'll keep an eye on it for the Cal activities.
We copy. Thank you.
Houston, Chris on 2 for PTV.
Are they on 2, Chris?
Hey, all done with my AirEd, so I was going to close up the Note 3 camera if that works for you guys.
We are good with you tearing down the photo TV. We are going to need help with a backup Yetive swap whenever someone is available, either now or after evening DPC. It should take about 10 minutes.
I've got time right now.
Okay. I've got the information for you on that whenever you're ready to copy.
Okay, yeah, give me 2 minutes to just get things broken down here and grab my iPad, and yeah, I'm on it.
And we're 2.5 minutes to a 10-minute LOS, so we'll catch you now or on the other side.
Let me just grab the info now, then.
Okay. So you're going to be removing Yetive 1457, and you can install either Yetive 1460 or 1516. I'll copy.
Copy. You're removing 1457, installing 1460 or 1516.
Good numbers.
And I see where they are right in front of me.
Okay, perfect. And you can resto Yetive 1457 in the Node 3 port end cone, either loose in the end cone or inside 6.0 CTD 5042. Just let us know which one you choose.
Copy that. Loose or in 5042. I will do that.
Perfect. And then as far as the procedure itself, I can give you the procedure in step, or I can point you to a previous activity on another day's timeline, whichever you prefer.
Okay, the procedure in step, I'll take it.
All right, it's ECLIS 2.900, Yetive changeout for UTF, and you're going to do step 3 only for backup Yetive.
2.900, ECLIS, step 3 only.
Yep, and in that procedure, you are go in step 3.1.
Happy going 3.1. All right, that sounds good.
Thank you for the help.
Hopefully I'll have it sorted when we get comm back.
Copy.
Houston, Chris on 2 for Yetive's.
Are we with you on 2?
Yeah, I swapped in 1516 as the new backup Yetive. 1457 I stowed in 6.05042 in the Node 3 end cone. One thing to note, when I did unstow 1516, all of the ports were uncapped. So Air 3 as well as the Podachi Sublenia and the filling level indicator ports. I put them all in the correct configuration for the install, but just thought that was unusual. So I thought I would pass that on.
We copy and concur. That is unusual. We'll take a note of it, but thanks for putting them in the right configuration.
Copy all.
Node 60177. Node 64343. 0. Transceive.